hello, and welcome to Nintendo Pals, your weekly dive into all things Nintendo news and friendship. I'm joined by my fellow Nintendo Pal, Micah. We're going to be talking about things that you guys wish were in Nintendo games, things we wish were in Nintendo games, and I don't know, what else do we have to talk about? News?
All that and more.
All that and more. Fellow Nintendo Pals, it's me, Andros, and I'm joined by my fellow Nintendo Pal, Micah.
Yup.
And, Micah, I gotta ask, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's weird. It's like we just did this. The intro,
a weird sense of deja vu.
The intro literally just ended before, so it kind of seemed awkward. But people watching the video version of the podcast are gonna be like, what's going on? They're just sitting here talking nothing. Well, welcome to Season 5 of Nintendo Pals, the show all about Nintendo and friendship. And holy cow, we're excited to be in a new season, and we're jumping back to the old format of the podcast, which is long form. So this will be a long episode. If you got used to our 20-minute little episodes, well, just imagine that times 5. You get it one time a week instead of 5 times a week. We want to give a huge thanks and shout out to the community, because everybody seems like they were in favor and support of this. So they were like, yeah, they're going back.
Yeah.
Less Nintendo Pals episodes. Let's go.
It's just so much easier. You just have to click one thing now instead of like 5.
That's true. And a lot of people like to listen to podcasts that are longer. So it makes sense. So we appreciate you guys letting us know, giving us that feedback. But speaking of giving us that feedback, Micah, do you know what we are going to do tonight?
Of course I do.
The same thing we try to do every podcast, and that's try to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts. And we do that through 5-star reviews. We are now up at 80 5-star reviews on Apple and 80 over on Spotify. And we got some kind words in the Spotify comments this week. So I want to give a shout out here to Aaron Thomas, who says, who this was on our Risk of Rain review, says the game sounds interesting. Do you think I should get it? Because I love games with amazing music and good gameplay. What are your thoughts there, Micah?
Well, yes.
Yes. And
as long as you like roguelikes, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
It leans into that pretty heavily.
Yeah. And says also, y'all have amazing podcast. There wasn't an and there. Yeah. I threw an and in there for I don't know. Thank you, Aaron, for that shout out and for responding on Spotify. And then as well, you want to read this other one from Ayla Bayo?
Yeah, Ayla Bayo said, I just got my Spotify Wrapped for this year, and you guys were my top podcast. It said I listened to 13,463 minutes of you guys, and it said I was in the top 0.5% of listeners. Just wanted to share.
Ayla Bayo, thank you for listening. Holy cow, that's incredible.
Yeah, what blows my mind is that's only top 0.5%. There's at least one person that has listened to more than that.
13,000 minutes. We've produced that much.
Like, have podcasts? We? I mean, she just re-listens to episodes.
That seems like a lot, but dang, we really do appreciate the support and that you guys like the stuff that we're making. We
224 get, hours.
We get I'm so sorry to everybody whose lives we've taken so much time from. I hope that it's helping them be productive doing something else while they're listening. They're like studying or working or
Yeah. Saving, this is a great podcast.
Saving the world. Saving the world. We get our own Spotify Wrapped as podcasters, and I don't remember the exact stats, but we had a lot of people that had us at their number one, like a good chunk. We'll bring it up in the next episode. I'll check it out, and we can talk about it in the community corner. But yeah, thanks to everybody who listens to the show and gives us 5-star reviews. If you're watching over on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, thumbs up, all the positive buttons. And then, yeah, if you want to see the video version of the podcast, you can do that on YouTube and on Spotify. Spotify, we have a video version that goes up there every single week. So I think that's all the housekeeping items out of the way, right? It's weird. It's
probably.
Weird. I feel like I don't know what we're doing here, but luckily I have the old format all saved on the Stream Deck. And I know from looking here at the Stream Deck that the next segment of the show is What You Playing. Oh, wait. No, wait. What You Playing? There we go. There we go. We got it. Hey, we're dusting off the old stuff here. Micah, what have you been playing lately?
Well, I've been playing this great little game called Risk of Rain 2 recently, where I got the Survivors of the Void, I believe it's called, DLC. And we played a little bit of that together. Yeah.
So here's the cool thing, is only one person has to get the DLC to play the levels. I didn't get the characters, though.
Yeah, you can't play as the two characters. You start with one.
I think I'll probably pick it up. Not 100% still, but yeah, we played that together. It was a very fun time, and there's nothing else we really need to talk about with that.
Except for the main reason I brought this up.
No.
Which is, I mean, we had a couple not so good runs. We're still warming up, and then we had a fantastic run. We get
some of us. Well, fantastic.
That's kind of true. We get to the boss level essentially. Andros goes and just dies right away or something for some reason. He's just trying to make it really intense.
I threw on purpose for content. Mm-hmm.
The content of our lives.
The content of our lives.
Our memories.
Content. We weren't streaming it or anything.
But then, so he's just chilling. Not supporting me, looking at his phone and stuff, and I go ahead and beat the main boss, and then you gotta spoiler stuff. You gotta escape. I won't get too into that.
Can I justify what I was doing on my phone?
You can try.
Okay. Well, let's see here. I didn't actually turn this off, so this might be double mic'd here. But you see this? My kids like tore the foam off of my Shure SMB. And so I was ordering a new cover for that. And that's what I was doing. So I wasn't paying super close attention to my game that was sitting next to me. Because I was dead. So I was watching him. Yeah. And it was up on the TV, so I didn't have to watch my screen. I was watching.
Yeah, sure. I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
Yeah, some good excuses.
But
I think they're more like reasons.
They're definitely excuses. But then you got to escape. Things are going crazy. Got to get to a little dropship thing that takes you away. I am running to the ship. I get to the ship. I literally am inside the ship a little bit. And Andros' switch goes to sleep, which closes the game because he was hosting. So I get to the ship. I literally take 2 steps inside and my game freezes for a few seconds. And then it just closes out and pops up and says, the host has closed the game.
For a split second, you thought you had done it.
I thought it was just loading the victory scene. It was loading the credits that were about to roll. It's like, wow, I did it. Andros tried to help me here. He died in his honor. I left his body on that planet and escaped myself.
And I pity killed him in death. Yeah. Or not pity, spite. Spite killed him.
Anyways, yeah, that's how our last run of Risk of Rain 2 went.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, I'm upset for you, but I'm mostly upset for me because I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Absolutely not.
This is going to be absolutely a thing not. Forever.
But, this is going to be the new, I'm bashing on Ocarina of Time. It's just going to be bringing up Risk of Rain 2.
That time.
You betrayed me so hard.
I mean, wasn't on purpose. It was definitely an accident.
The worst betrayals are.
Well, anything else you've been playing? You want to highlight?
I don't even remember what else I've been playing.
We just played a game before
so much
before we went live.
My mind.
We just played.
Yeah, we played a little bit of Fortnite. It literally took me 3 seconds to remember.
Yeah, we played Fortnite.
Yeah, because the OG season.
OG season ends tomorrow, as of when we're recording this. So we wanted to get our last goodbyes to our favorite map, the original OG map. Yeah, excited to see what they do. I guess we'll see. I will say that my son was really into this season. He got the battle pass. He has gotten all the rewards and all of the bonus rewards. What are those called? On like the gold skins and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, just the extra bonus.
Yeah, he's gotten everything. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Proud of my kiddo. Speaking of proud of my kiddo, tonight when I put my youngest son to bed, he was carrying in a Diddy Kong stuffed animal. I was like, that's pretty cute. That's pretty cool. He stopped, picked up the Waluigi stuffed animal, and then handed me Diddy Kong and went to bed with Waluigi. That's exciting. I was very proud as a father. I was like, yeah, Waluigi's the best. And he actually told me to take Diddy Kong out. He like pointed.
He's like,
get out. Get him out of my sight. Which is a little unfair. Diddy Kong's pretty great.
Yeah,
too.
He's a cool guy.
Diddy Kong's awesome, actually.
He's probably like 99% of the population would say it's cooler than Waluigi.
I think Diddy Kong's the coolest of the Kongs. I like him better than Donkey. I just refer to him as Donkey.
This is the first name. Yeah, they're on a first name basis. Yeah. And he still likes Diddy Kong more.
Yep, it's true. my good pal Donkey. I can dunk on him. Oh, Donkey. Yeah. So for me, I played Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. I actually played a little bit of every Zelda. Because for a stream challenge and a future video, I did how fast can you touch fire in every Zelda game? Because I want my YouTube channel to be fire, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's make this a fire channel. Let's make this that a fire video.
Really reminds me of when we were playing Risk of Rain 2.
Oh, gosh.
And I got this item that makes it so my fire damage just triple damage.
It's a good thing.
That was pretty cool.
Good thing you killed the boss.
And then at the end of the run, Andrew broke everything. And the game crashed. But continue on, Ria. What were you saying?
I was saying that's what I played this week. A lot of Zelda. I also played the games that you and I played.
Yeah, and what were those?
The ones we just talked about.
Oh, those ones.
Risk of Rain 2. We also played Risk of Rain Returns.
Oh,
on
yeah,
that like horrible mode, but
origin
it was pretty fun. It was pretty
artifact, which you have to have 9 specific artifacts going for.
Yeah,
modify different aspects of the game.
Right, it made it so it just made it really hard. Like,
yeah,
enemies only one type of enemy spawns. It's always elite. They explode on death.
Yeah, they throw out a billion bombs, especially the parents.
Yeah,
it sounds terrible, but they're like a weird energy creature.
Yeah, the parent enemy, we had it where it crashed the game.
It literally crashed the game
we because
so many of them. Well, we first made ghosts, like cloned things of
yeah,
all of them.
that's what did it probably.
And then they all die, and each dying throws like 50 bombs out.
Yeah, it was so crazy and very fun.
I mean, that's how you know you've done it.
Yeah, yeah. Risk of Rain's all about like getting so many things to appear on screen and so much stuff happening that it drops to like 1 frame per second.
Yeah, that's how you know you've succeeded.
That's
you've
a win.
Arrived.
Yeah. And then besides that, we also finished today Nintendo Labo the Robot Pack. We got this as I got this. My kids got this as a gift from my brother. My my two brothers. Gosh, I can't get a sentence out without having to correct myself. So my kids got as a like Christmas like family gift.
Not an early Christmas.
Yeah, maybe a late Christmas. Yeah, maybe it was late last Christmas.
I believe.
They got the Nintendo Labo robot kit, which is like the backpack. You build the backpack and then it like has strings that you build. We halfway started that like 4 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we started it. And it's just not something you can do with like little kids out because it's too breakable. And
it can be a little difficult with big dogs as well.
Yeah, that's true. Our dog was quite obnoxious to you.
He did pretty good, but...
Well, since Mike is in town, I had to work today. My son came up and he was like, can Mike and me finish the Labo? I was like, sounds good. I'll make Micah do it. Yeah, heck yeah.
Say no.
I told him to go ask you, and you said yes, so it's not my fault. You can't
say no to kids.
I was like, that doesn't sound like something Micah would like to do.
I don't like awkwardness. He's like, I'll go ask him. I'm not a monster.
And that's what that you guys basically finished up. I came in and helped
a pretty good amount, but there's still helped in a good amount left.
Helped in a little bit. So yeah, what'd you think of Labo? Just in general, cool. This is your only experience you've had with Labo, right?
Yep.
I think it's pretty cool as well.
Seems real cool.
It's cool, but also feels like once we built it and he was playing it, it was like, well. This is okay.
Yeah, I mean, the robot game isn't like crazy fantastic, but he only just scratched the surface. There are like some challenge things. One mentioned some special beam.
Yeah, there's more stuff you can do with it. It just feels like they should have produced more games for how much work you put into building the thing.
Yeah,
that would be cool. I know with like the Labo VR kit, there's like a ton of things that are compatible with that you can do. So there's that, but. The backpack one, it's kind of limited. I gotta say, jamming music, they really go hard on the music for that game for no reason at all. So everybody check out Nintendo Labo, the whole soundtrack. Yeah. And that's it for what I've been playing. So yeah, pretty good haul of games considering I played every Zelda. Except for a couple that I don't have, but I played every one that I have.
All the important ones, right?
Yeah, all the important ones.
You played Ocarina of Ages and Seasons, right?
Ocarina of Ages and Seasons. Yep, both.
Oracle.
Yeah, not Ocarina. Did you actually miss that?
I don't know.
Oracle of Seasons. I don't know
if
Seasons
I said that or if you said it.
And so Oracle of Ages. And I gotta say that one of those games took 10 seconds to touch fire, and the other one took... like 20 minutes. So very different games. Very different games.
But fantastic.
Have you played both of them?
I have indeed. I potentially even fought the hidden boss.
Can you do that on NSO?
It's a good question.
I'll need to research.
I remember wondering if you would be able to, but then I don't remember ever looking into it after they came out.
Oh, you know what else we've been playing? I've been playing a lot of, and you've been playing a lot of, Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, we played some Pokemon Go.
You did some routes.
I did, at a zoo. I also caught two shiny Pokemon since being here.
Yeah! What is this? That was cool.
at his house, I'm pretty sure.
I clicked on the same Pokemon. I did not get a shiny.
It's all in the wrist.
Yeah, it's all about that. That's like, you gotta like flick the wrist.
You gotta finesse it as you tap on the Pokemon.
Yeah. That's what we've been playing. Let's get out of what we've been playing and let's head over to the Nintendo news. All right, we got news. We do have news. There's quite a bit, actually. First off, there's holiday icons.
Yeah, holiday, which are fantastic, NSO, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
These include, like... If you look at it first glance, you might go like, oh, it just seems like character portraits with like a little holiday bow on it. And some of them are, but then there's like completely unique and really cool ones, especially for Pikmin.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, Miyamoto strong-arming Nintendo into putting Pikmin into way more things than Because there, there were more Pikmin than anything else in there, except for maybe Mario, if you count like the Mario snowmen, and there's like a Yoshi egg with a bow. Yeah, so those are pretty cool.
Yep.
I got all of them.
They've had so many icon waves recently, though, that I'm very low on platinum points.
Yeah.
I'll have to download Fire Emblem again. Mobile.
And just do a bunch of.
Oh, I got a bunch at some point.
Well, you want to take this next news item? Maybe take these next two because they're kind of the same.
Next two.
You take it. I'll take the one.
Just carrying the show over here. They got a couple of Tetris 99 themes.
Maximus two Maximus Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Maximus Cup.
Sorry. One Maximus Cup because I'll take the second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Carrying your own weight.
Yeah. Here. Gotta help.
But they got a Super Mario Wonder. Let me rephrase that again. A Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Took me three tries to say the name correct.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
we're making it.
Get those event points. Yeah, 100 of them.
It's the
100 of them.
It's the 38th Maximus Cup. Do you remember when there was like no Maximus Cups?
We should have done these in reverse order then.
Quite a while.
Yeah, it seemed like it was kind of dead for a bit.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we did this backwards because there was another one announced. Easy to mix up because these were announced like literally an hour apart. Tetris Maximus Cup 37 for WarioWare. Move it. There you go.
Yep.
Supposedly it's pretty gross. I heard the guys over our buddies over at the Nintendo Cartridge Society talking about how like it seemed like it was kind of gross. There's like fart noises and stuff.
I mean that. On brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty great. So if you're into Tetris 99, they disappeared for a while and then just came back and now we're getting like two at once. It's like, what's going on? Yeah. What's happening over here?
But anyway. It's almost like they developed them independently and like, wait a second, we're both coming out with a Maximus Cup?
Yeah. Do you think? Does it give the dates on these? No, not on the WarioWare one. But this one's on the Mario Wonders for the 14th.
So it'd have to be before that.
Yeah, so like within 2 weeks of each other. Yeah, that's a little weird. But oh well. What's yep. next?
There's a new Batman Arkham Trilogy gameplay launch trailer. Apparently you can also get a special Batman suit, a Batman bat suit. That is exclusive to the Nintendo Switch until a later date, and then
yeah, I think this one's like everywhere. The Batman suit from like the latest Batman movie.
Oh, yeah,
the one with
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I was like,
I can never remember exactly how it was last
Edward name, so. From Twilight.
I'm pretty sure
or Cedric.
I'm pretty
Diggory.
Sure he hates being remembered as that person. Yeah, he's had some pretty good movies.
Yeah,
he's in Tenet.
He's been in like. Every nerd IP that you could be in. Like, oh, he was in Harry Potter.
That's true.
He was in Twilight. I don't know if it's really a nerd.
Yeah, all those nerd things. All both of them.
All both of them. And Batman.
So, he was also in that Lighthouse movie with Willem Dafoe. Like black and white. I know nothing about that, but apparently they just got drunk a lot or something.
Huh.
Because they're That's both supposed good. To be drunk a lot in the movie.
Because they're in a lighthouse. What does that? No, that don't drink in Lighthouse, everybody. So yeah, there's the Batman Arkham Trilogy is finally out on Switch. I think that's been announced for a while, and then I think it was delayed. But yeah, also announced there was a level 5. What would you call this? The level 5 direct, and
something like that, yeah.
For those that. Don't know what level 5 develops like me. They have several games announced for Switch, including the Deca Police, and there's like a Fantasy Life game.
Professor Layton, right?
And Professor Layton. Professor Layton's
like 25 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that was interesting. So Professor Layton and the New World of Steam announced for 2025.
That's just crazy. I mean, we're practically in 2024. But
why is it taking over a year. So long? Well, this was announced a while ago, too. Professor Layton, I mean, maybe this is going to be great. Like, they're like, Professor Layton's going open world, buddy.
Could be.
But Professor Layton's like a handheld series. Like, it's always been like a handheld game, and they're like little puzzle games.
Yeah, it's not really like graphically intensive.
I don't think it's that intense of a game, like, you know?
Breaking new ground with like game mechanics and whatnot.
Yeah, it makes me wonder.
I think so, but
I did not watch the trailer for this, so they may have shown gameplay off for this, but we did see the announcement. Yeah. And there's more.
Yeah, they got a new F-099 classic mode, which has a 20 pilot race.
So you can basically just play the original F-Zero.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like this a lot. It makes me wonder, like, it's interesting that this game gets this kind of update.
Here you go, F-Zero fans. Here's your new F-Zero game.
it's just the original one with online.
Yep. What more do you need?
Yeah, true. A new one would be nice. How about a movie? We talked about that last week's episodes. Like, oh yeah, an F-Zero movie.
Yep.
We also got the announcement for Frosty Fest.
Yep.
Which is a Splatoon. For those that don't know what Fest is in Nintendo culture, it's always Splatoon.
Yeah, it's essentially a Splatfest, but they go all out on the Christmas theming. I mean, Halloween had a lot of Halloween decorations and whatnot in the city. And this is the same thing, but potentially even more.
Yeah, no date to save yet, it says, but stay tuned. Can't be too much longer because we've got 3 weeks.
Pretty close to the end of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
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 Yep. You can take the next one.
Yep. What are you talking about? I took that one.
No, I said that one. There's Frosty Fest.
Then I talked about it a whole bunch.
Yeah. Well, you say this one, I'll talk about
Pokemon
it.
Pokemon Horizons, the series.
Wow, Oh, oh boy.
Okay, coming to Netflix February 23rd. And it's got a trailer.
Yeah, so this is the new, like, mainline anime.
Yep, without Ash. Some sort of cameo, but he'll suddenly be old. That's what I want.
It does have Captain Pikachu in it. So they can't get rid of Pikachu.
Which I don't like. I don't like that, actually. I mean, Pikachu...
It's like a little safety blanket.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Let some other Pokemon take the spotlight, like Dunsparce or Shuckle.
Oh, yeah. Who could reasonably replace Pikachu?
I mean, they have so many electric rodents.
Yeah, I think those are all kind of like clearly a Pikachu clone. It's like, okay, well, this is just Pikachu again. I'm trying to think, like, you know, originally, if I recall correctly, Jigglypuff and Wigglytuff were supposed to be kind of the, like, face.
I could see that.
But they took Pikachu for the anime for some reason, and they're like, yeah, Pikachu's our favorite. Went with that one.
Well, I think they need to just have a new one. You can't use one of these, like, old-school Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a good call. And this also lines up with a trailer that we saw recently for Pokemon Concierge. Is that how you say that? Concierge?
I like that version actually way more.
Concurgear? Which is like a claymation Pokemon show appearing on Netflix.
Yeah. That looked pretty cool.
It's so weird to see
it. Is it though?
In claymation? Yeah, it's just like, I've never seen anything like this.
I usually don't even like claymation, but I was like, this is the best claymation I've ever seen.
Yeah. I did like the Psyduck love they're giving in that one. Like,
oh, yeah.
And this yellow one is for Pikachu. It's for Psyduck. It's for Psyduck, I mean.
Poor Psyduck.
Yeah. So, Pokemon fans of the series, get hyped. Because there's lots of Pokemon stuff coming. In addition to that, there actually is, while we're on the topic of Pokemon, I gotta find it because it's in here somewhere. There it is. Pokemon Go has a bunch of December events going on. lots of winter theming, and a bunch of Hisuian exclusives coming out as part of the wintertime festivities. So yeah, during the month of December, you can also do like shadow raids with Zapdos. And I think the mega raids are Scizor.
Scizor?
Yeah.
It's not Scizor?
Scizor. Maybe Scizor? It is.
Not Scizor.
I think I used
to say it.
Altaria is the dragon bird cloud thing.
Yeah, that just has more clouds.
What is Abomasnow? And it's not Glalie, or is it Glalie?
Or is it not? It's not Frostlass. it's the other one.
It's the other one. It's that one. That snow one. I think it's Glalie.
That sounds about right.
Glalie. I mean, hey, I was right first.
We'll see.
So
how do you spell Glalie?
Glalie. Is the spelling bee?
You're right. Is Glalie.
I'm incredible. And then we have Community Day, which I don't know if they've announced what we're getting for Community Day yet. But I am betting it will be some sort of wintry themed thing, maybe even a Hisuian exclusive.
This button is definitely broken. I can't close the tab.
Glalie will haunt your phone yeah. forever. So yeah, that's what we got going in the news for Pokemon Go. For all those out there that are playing that. Mikey and I play pretty regularly. I've been participating in a lot of the events.
I mostly just pull it up in my house every once in a while.
Yeah. I got a group at work that all plays together. It's pretty fun. So for me, I don't play on the weekends. So I miss a lot of the events because I always forget that they're going on.
I'm more likely to play on the weekends.
Yeah.
Inside my house.
Well, there you go. So, yeah. Next news item.
Yeah, there's a bit of Monster Hunter collab content stuff ending.
Yes.
At the start of this next year. So you got to download that stuff quick.
Yeah, if you want the Sonic, and I think there was a Universal, and I don't remember what else. You can expand that if you can see it.
Sonic, Universal, and Sengen English.
I don't know what that is, but I know the Sonic. I know who Sonic is. Sonic and Universal content going away. It's a bummer. It's weird that they have these types of things on like contracts where it's like
it ends at some point.
Yeah. Will that happen? Has that already happened for Smash Bros? Like, I feel like they got those in perpetuity, at least for the game. Right.
For that game at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
These aren't tiny mics. We've just been working out a bunch.
Neo Prime in the chat asks, what's up with the tiny mics? Yeah, no, it's yeah, we're just huge. We're just so huge. These are our lapel mics. Since we have both of us in person, this is the easiest way to record the cast. But speaking of being live, Nintendo Live. Nintendo Live 2024 in Tokyo is happening January 20th and 21st. Maybe we should go. Road trip.
A little short notice.
Plane trip.
But they also mentioned that no new products will be announced.
Boo. But also...
But maybe there will.
Maybe there will. New Smash Bros. DLC?
Metro Prime 4?
Do you just remember the time period where every direct people were like, Smash Ultimate, Smash Ultimate?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was. But we like haven't had that for so long. It's been so long.
Yeah, they need something else.
They do.
Now
Mario
for me,
Kart,
it's...
Mario Kart was kind of...
Oh, that's true, yeah. But it wasn't quite the same, but...
Mario Kart's over as well. We just need Sakurai to make stuff again. Like something, because he's such a good hype man. I don't know how he does it, but he always knows how to bring the hype. Yeah. So last bit of news here. This is a fun one. Also, news this week brought to you by Monkey Thunder in Discord. Thank you for posting so much of the news so that we can track it and follow it for ourselves. And we see it. We see it before
all him. We thought maybe someone else.
We see it before Nintendo does. All thanks to Monkey Thunder. They before they even post it.
He's
our insider.
It's true.
We posted this Polygon article where the Waluigi creator reveals the scrapped Bad Peach designs. Now, this has been known for a while. Wah Peach has been known to have been suggested.
Yeah, I mean, we all definitely knew about this beforehand.
We've talked about it before. You've forgotten? Yes, yes.
I mean, of course we have. I was just talking about how we all already
Wah
knew.
Wah Peach was originally pitched instead of Waluigi to be a tennis partner for Wario.
That feels weird. Why?
Because there was an opposite to Wario. So they're like, okay, now we'll do an opposite to
Wario?
There was an opposite to Mario. But Wario.
I feel like you should first have an opposite to Luigi.
Well, that was obviously the second choice. I think this was pitched and Miyamoto was like, no, I don't like the idea of there being a Wario like princess. And
and then they made Daisy. Just kidding.
She's
actually like Daisy.
For Luigi. But also, you mentioned this and you're like, oh yeah, the design looked terrible. And I was just expecting this like hideously ugly, gross.
Wait, hideously?
Hideously ugly. Gross looking like Wario with a wig, essentially.
That's what it should have been.
But it actually is just like
it's Peach in weird clothes. Kind of
looks like Peach in weird clothes. It's like kind of normal-ish looking. I mean, the clothes are weird.
Yeah, but it looked like Peach.
Nintendo says not Bowsette, which is what everybody really wanted. Bowsette. I saw a post. Where did I see this post? It was like Kojima. Kojima is just Bayonetta with a Bowsette crown. And then it shows a picture of Bayonetta and Kojima side by side, and they look super similar. I think it was Kojima, and it was very funny.
It's like hilarious. It's like, okay.
No. No wonder he made Death Stranding. He's like, he's just torn as a person. Anyways, that's it for Nintendo news. Let's jump into the next segment of our show. Out of the realm of news and into the realm of rumor, it's the rumor mill.
All those rumors, huh?
All those rumors. I just wanted to use the bumper again. I wanted to say hello.
Old time's sake.
I wanted to say hello to the rumor Pikmin. I mean,
speaking of old time's sake, reminds me of that time we played Risk of Rain 2.
I was going to bring up the rumor mill Pikmin.
So long.
You're not giving credit to our most valued employees.
And then you let your Switch go to sleep and we died as I was escaping the planet.
Oh, man. Well, for those that aren't familiar with the rumor mill segment of the show, we usually do this right after the news, and we send out the rumor Pikmin. They get us rumor fruits. They bring them back. They're heroes.
They're heroes. Unsung heroes.
Yeah. Truly, truly the best. They tend to bring that the Switch Pro over and over again. It tends to be what happens.
They keep bringing it to us, and then they take it back out into the wild for some reason. Bring it on back.
Bring it back. Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird Pikmin. Okay, well, let's actually move out of the rumor mill, and let's go to last week. We asked you. Okay, so last week we asked you a question. Each week we ask a question for you guys to answer, and I was pretty excited about this one. So, if you could make Nintendo add any one thing to any of their games, what would you pick, and for what game/series? Could be a new feature, new character, new mechanic, art style. It's kind of where I was going with this. And we got a lot of responses. Quite a few. So hit us up with our first one here. From the man himself, Dan, Retrologic Dan. Oh.
So I was real lost looking at this. Yeah, he said local four-player split screen in Splatoon for crying out loud.
100%.
Yes.
Yes. I don't understand why it doesn't. It really makes no sense at all.
It's true.
They had it for the original.
Yeah, but it was like, it was like weird. You went around popping balloons or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I played it like twice and then never again.
Well, one person played on the gamepad and the other person used the TV.
So, I didn't even remember how it worked.
Is it just like too much processing in split screen? That's not true, because Mario Kart does it. Yeah, they use split screen in all sorts of games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I just saw this in chat from Tim. I want a Wandross. A Wandross? And Wamika.
How do you know we aren't the Wandross and Wamika?
Well, we would be polar opposites of ourselves, right? Or like greatly exaggerated versions of ourselves is kind of how it is. So would I be even skinnier and even taller?
And I'd be even more buff and handsome?
I don't know what I would look like. Hey, hit us up, anybody out there. What would we look like with our Waluigi counterparts? What would, not us, but what would our Waluigi Wario counterparts look like? I'm curious. I'm curious for sure. Dan is right. There's nothing more to say. That's a feature that has been very, very much needed in Splatoon. Our next one comes from Alebeo says, I don't know if this counts as Nintendo or Niantic, but in Pokemon Go, they need to let us be able to do trades with friends around the world.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's some sort of limit where you like couldn't do it as often
or
something. Just, I don't have any friends. I literally have one friend that plays Pokemon
Go. You did your, what, third trade of all time with me yesterday?
The third trade.
Even playing I've since the ever beginning. Done.
And the other two trades with myself.
Yeah.
My ultimate account.
That would be super nice. Some way to do it. Because.
Yeah. I mean, I get the point. It's like, you get out.
Be social.
And be active and social and whatnot. But sometimes you just can't.
Well, and not everybody plays Pokemon Go. So you would have to like...
Yeah, there are a lot of fools in the world that don't.
Yeah, you would have to like find other players that play it regularly. Or you could be like my coworker who got everybody... Who just... He's on a mission to convert everyone to Pokemon Go. I mean, he brought like half of our office is playing it now. And he also dog sat for us once, and while we were dropping off, he was talking to his neighbor, and he's like, "Hey, you download? You still play Pokemon Go?" And it's like, he's everybody. That's he's so he is what the world needs for Pokemon Go. But yeah, 100% agree. Bail. You can take the next one over there. We'll alternate here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
That's not it, but that
okay, one. Yeah. What does this have to do with anything? Okay, yeah, I'm back.
AKA Flightsy.
Flightsy, yeah. I guess I should probably clarify.
If you haven't joined the Discord and you wanna get a response from Flightsy, because Flightsy responds to everybody, join up the Discord. There's like he goes on like a binge every once in a while where he just replies.
So you just get like ten of him just responding to things. It's great. It's a nice little like walk back through memory lane for the past like month or so.
Yeah, because some of the stuff he's replying to is like a month and a half.
It's
old.
Like it can't even load. Like what he's responding to is like we can't load this.
So good. Great.
But he said, I think adding more customization. I'm just gonna say customization because I don't think this is a real word.
Customizability.
It's a Z. There's a Z in there is what
customizability.
That's not supposed to be a Z, right?
I think it is.
Maybe this is supposed to be an O. I don't know. Customizability still sounds wrong to me for some reason. To more games would be really nice. For example, in the next Mario Party, I should be able to pick and choose what minigames appear, what bonus stars appear, or have a chance of appearing.
Yes.
And other custom rule changes. Rule presets would be nice. That makes sense. And also, all local multiplayer modes should feature an online version. I agree with that a lot.
I agree with this 100%.
Especially like, yeah, especially for like Mario Party.
Yeah. Mario Kart is missing this. I mean, they added this recently where you can like switch up the
items.
You can't like adjust the sound settings in Mario Kart. I noticed this recently. Again, our buddies over at Nintendo Cartridge Society, on their podcast, they talked about how they really like the music of Mario Kart, but you can't hear it over the characters half the time. They're just like, wow!
Well, maybe they should stop being so mean and attacking each other. It's just like
they could hear chaos happening and you just never actually hear the music. But
it's true.
Did you know that in the last update they added a music player?
I didn't know.
That's so you could just cool. You could just listen to the track music. Yeah, I didn't. I forgot to mention this on the
Smash
podcast.
Bros. Was really good about that.
Yeah.
They had so much music, so many music options and whatnot. And Smash Bros. Soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of other incredible games.
I wish that Nintendo would I'm getting kind of off on a tangent here, but I wish Nintendo would have some sort of like music player app. Even if it was like
exclusive
awesome.
To the Switch. But
yeah, but they don't. So YouTube we go. YouTube we go. Get the Nintendo tunes. Yeah, these are all really great suggestions. Especially for Mario Party. Also, like, why can't we get like more costumes and stuff? Like, I don't get it. Next one here comes from Cockapoo. Says a sequel to Plock. You're a hero. Thank you for suggesting it. I'll settle for them to just re-release the game in any form, anywhere.
So, but the question is, this is something they'd add to one of their games. So would they just add Plock 2 to some game? It's like, you get Metroid Prime 4 and then in the menus it's like Plock 2.
Yeah, it's like Bowser's Fury. Like,
oh yeah,
Metroid
yeah.
Prime 4 plus Plock 2. But well, I'd be definitely buying Metroid insane. Prime 4.
Even though I already definitely the only was. Way to get or Plock 2 as well. You have to buy Prime 4.
I would just settle for them to just add that to NSO or for the Pickford Bros to just re-release the game in any capacity anywhere. Like it's not available anywhere except for original hardware, which makes it very limiting.
On or emulators.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
It's a little questionable, yeah.
Forcing us to be pirates now? You've been enlisted.
Yep.
Ahoy, matey. welcome aboard. Yeah, well, thank you for the answer. I do appreciate the Plock love. Post-Plocktober. And Plockthember. Now it's time for Plocksember.
Time for Plock to die. Just a little bit. But Maddie Beth, Queen of Chat Rules, says multiplayer in some of the open world games would be cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. It'd probably be a similar experience to how Genshin Impact does multiplayer. So I think it would be pretty sweet. I don't know how Genshin Impact does their multiplayer, but multiplayer and
people like
Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom would
people
be
like
awesome.
Genshin, so yeah.
It has a big impact on people's lives, you might say.
Gonna make some joke about shins, but I'm not even gonna try. I don't know what I would have said, but yeah. I was like, shins.
You just really like, oh, shins in that.
I do appreciate that response. Yeah, multiplayer open world. Well, and we thought it might be coming. They were like, oh, Zelda, they cut her hair so she could be playable.
Yeah. I mean, that seems a little bit of a stretch.
It's wishful thinking.
A little bit of a
but
stretch.
Then they shut down Point Crow for his multiplayer mod. And they're like, oh maybe true. That's because they're going to have it as a feature.
Or maybe
they don't want it to compete.
Maybe that's because they just shut down everyone.
Or maybe they're just butts. And they don't want to give us multiplayer where we really want it. And that's in Zelda and 3D Mario. Why can't we have those? I don't understand. They have multiplayer in literally every Mario game except the main 3D ones. getting worked up.
Well, I'm like Paper Mario.
True. Also, like the best ones, except for in the community corner, I'm going to be talking about Paper Mario a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We pre-gamed this podcast on that one. 3D World has multiplayer. 3D World is not.
It's 2.5, and you know it.
It's not the same. It's not a main line,
but
it is
true. The multiplayer on that is great,
and the multiplayer on it's fantastic. You're 100% right. But even Bowser's Fury, they didn't have multiplayer. They have like, oh, player two can control Bowser.
Ooh, wait, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, baby Bowser, Bowser Jr., not baby Bowser, Bowser Jr.
Oh, yeah, can't mix those guys up. I did know that. I just forgot.
But that's lame. Like, why can't we have real multiplayer? Anywho, I'm getting way too worked up about this. Aaron Thomas gives us a response over on Spotify. Says, Splatoon 2, the extra world, because it would be pretty funny to have to buy the game again, and it would be an add-on that you're a sanitized Octoling. I don't quite understand what he was asking for here. Is this like, because they did add.
There's some.
They did add for Splatoon 3, they added like the original map, right?
But it's just like the Acropolis or whatever.
Yeah.
If that's original or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry if I didn't read this right. But yeah, that's I think
I don't know what a sanitized Octoling is either, if I'm being honest. I feel like maybe that's something I should know. You like play as an Octoling in one of the DLCs.
Yeah, I thought that just meant like the ones that aren't evil.
That evil? Yeah.
Because they have like glasses that made
them. Also they had like, did they have glasses that made them evil?
I think so.
Plus, they have all like the fuzzy ones in like Splatoon 3 or something. Maybe they're sanitized to be unfuzzy.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next answer. Let's do it. Next one comes from Solo.
Level faster in Splatoon.
A lot of Splatoon comments.
People want a lot of changes in those games. If they don't change that, I doubt I will buy Splatoon again. It's frustrating to play for an hour in matches to see the bar move slightly. Such a time sink. But at the same time, do you even like get cool stuff from leveling up Splatoon? Like, I don't pay enough attention to these things. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have like 100 hours in that game. I'm like level 34 or something.
Yeah.
Which
as
feels low.
Roger puts in the chat, you're the resident Splatoon expert. So I'm like, I don't know.
Well, just because I'm more expert than this guy doesn't mean much. I mean, no offense to you, but I also don't really know that much about Splatoon.
You play it every week.
Roger tell me all the cool stuff about Splatoon.
He also asked, are we doing the Fortnite event tomorrow?
Thanks for I thought that was happening.
Probably so. My son really wants to, so yeah.
Yeah, he would be a little upset.
Yeah, and we'll probably do it with him. Maybe we can group up with you, Roger. We'll hit you up after.
And then the Solo second suggestion is,
yes,
Switch add new chip like in iPads that help mobile gaming in the NSO plans. So it is not Wi-Fi only.
Mm-hmm.
This would affect all games, so included it here.
Yeah, so essentially a way that the NSO games don't have to have online connectivity to be able to play them.
Yeah.
And yeah. That should be a feature. I don't know how they would do it, because I think the reason they do it is so you keep your membership up, right? Because if you paid for it, you paid for the membership and then it was downloaded on your Switch, how would they determine that you're not a member anymore and take it away from you?
Well, shouldn't be too crazy, but then it would allow, like, a check for that wouldn't be too hard, but then it would allow for people to, like, hack their Switches to...
Yeah.
Because you just put some sort of check at some point. Like once a month it checks like, are they a member or not? Or if they become a member, it changes something.
Yeah.
But
Ninfrendo in the chat also had this fantastic idea going back several answers. I'm sorry I'm not keeping up with chat here, because I keep looking over at Micah instead. But
I get that a lot.
Shut up. The arcade machine in Animal Crossing New Horizons should have Plonk.
That would be Plonk 2.
That would be Plonk 2 inside Animal Crossing. So they haven't done this since the first Animal Crossing game, but you could get Nintendo games and play like classic Nintendo games inside Animal Crossing.
That's awesome. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Why have they never done it again? But it was like, it was like Mario Bros. Well, now they won't do it because they're like, we'd like you to buy our NSO service.
Pay for these?
Please? Yeah, there's that. I agree 100% with Solo. It is frustrating, especially for someone who owns multiple Switches, because you like can't play digital versions of games on the go without it doing a check on your secondary console. It has to check to make sure the software is not being played elsewhere. And so you can't play games that you've bought on your Switch. You just can't, you can't play it unless you connect to Wi-Fi first. And if you like close out. So what I will do to get around that sometimes is I will start it up before I leave. And then I will close out and
sleep
then
or something.
Yeah, put it in sleep. But if you go back out to the home menu by accident at any point, it will have to do the check again.
To just the home menu?
Yes. Ooh,
that's rough.
It's dumb. It's dumb. I see why they do it, but it's just bad for the consumer.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's to like prevent people from gaming the system and buying multiple copies and playing multiple copies across different systems, right? And like sharing libraries and junk. It just sucks for the people that actually want to use it. When you like put so many guardrails in place that it makes it not fun for the people that are doing it the right way, that's when you failed. Anywho, another tangent. Next one here comes from Snoopy8474. Nintendo Switch motion controls for Super Hot. That's a good,
absolutely.
That's not a thing.
It seems like it should be.
I haven't got super hot on the Switch. But I did play it elsewhere.
Yeah. VR, right?
Yeah. Yep. I played VR, but that's a different game. There's Super Hot VR and then there's Super Hot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I did play it on a different, like someone else's system. But yeah. Yeah, they should, because like for Splatoon and stuff, like it's nice having the gyro aim. Kind of gives you a little bit more precision.
I instinctively tried to gyro aim in Risk of Rain, I think it was. Risk of Rain 2.
I wonder if they've added that. Maybe it's
like,
in there.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe it's a setting you have to turn on, but I was like, oh yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah. There you go. Next one. While you read that one, I'm going to fill up my water, but I have my microphone, so only the people in the video will see that I'm not there.
Monkey Thunder says, have more crossovers in games. It doesn't have to be anything crazy like Smash Bros. Or even having two different IPs combined. Just something simple like having a Link-inspired costume in a Mario game. True dat.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Paper Mario the Origami King, they had like two random costume things for the Samus helmet, and one was like Donkey Kong or something.
Yeah, but that's like more of an Easter egg than a like actual costume. I think like Bayonetta on the Wii U.
Oh yeah.
Which I didn't play. I haven't played any of the Bayonetta games.
Soul Calibur 2.
But I do know that Bayonetta had a Star Fox, Link, Samus, Peach, and Mario costume that you could unlock and play with. Like, why don't we do that?
So random.
Why don't we do that in more
games? They have that crossover with
Zelda. I feel like they're close. Like next gen will get this, because look at Breath of the Wild and the amount of costumes and character customization you can have. Even they even added like the in Tears of the Kingdom, you can get that like Toon Link head. Have you seen that?
That was the Link's Awakening head,
right? Yeah, it's not really Toon Link, but it links, well, Link's
first
Awakening.
Of all, how dare you talk about Wind Waker Link when it's Wind Waker.
Well, there's
Link.
Also Wind Waker costumes.
They don't have... No, they do. They do have the lobster shirt, right?
Yep.
I love it. It actually is useful in hot terrain.
Yeah. So they do, like, in that game, it's like contained within the series, but they did callbacks to like all these different outfits across the really series, cool. Including like random things like the Phantom armor from Spirit Tracks.
That like bunny head thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't even remember what game that's from.
Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
And Tingle. I have Tingle in there. They have a bunch. And in Breath of the Wild, they had a Xenoblade. You could get the Xenoblade outfit for Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
What? I don't remember that at all.
Like the weird pants that have like wires coming out of them.
Nope, no recollection of that.
That's okay. But they didn't do that.
I mean, I've never played that game. So,
yes. I mean, I think we're coming here. Everybody's suggestions have been so good so far. Like they're all like, oh, yep, I want that. Yeah, for sure. Costumes and like is simple, but also just like crossover games, crossover things. Like it was really hype when Mario Kart added Splatoon, Animal Crossing, and Zelda into the roster. Even if it was just, well, it was Link, but Zelda stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And there are other games that could do these things, I feel like. No, Mario Party.
I like Mario Party.
Why don't we put Kirby into more stuff? Kirby is like, has so many different games and would just fit in everything. Like, oh yeah, let's just throw him into Mario Party, Mario Kart. Like, I don't get it. I don't get what like the reasoning is for not doing it.
Because nobody likes Kirby.
I don't think that's true. Based off of how many games he gets. Unless they're just delusional and they're like, we're just gonna keep releasing games. Yeah. Any other crossover type things you think?
Of course. Just not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
How about, actually this would be a great crossover. Metroid Prime 4 and real life. So that Metroid Prime 4 would be real and out.
Hey, that's a good idea.
And I could play it.
That's a good idea. We should definitely do that. All right. That's a fantastic. We could go forever on that topic alone, but we won't, because there's so many. Next one here comes from Fedorable Will, who states, if we're including second party stuff like Pokemon, you know what? Let's not. I don't know if I have time to type all that, nor you the time to read all that. We're going to touch on this briefly with the PAL topic. Well, actually a lot with the PAL topic. Micah doesn't know what the PAL topic is yet, but I've got.
That's what he thinks.
Or did I tell you already?
That's a good question.
Potentially I did. Maybe I did. Okay, so Fedora Will's real answer here. But yes, Pokemon could use some new features and some new things, some love, some tender love and care, as they say. In general, I want to see more user-generated content capabilities. I would love official modding support. Amen. This would be so nice. That would be so great. This is
never gonna happen.
Out of everybody's answers, sorry everybody else, but out of everybody's answers, this is like by far the one I want the most out of anything, because you could do anything if you could do mods. Anyway, I'll keep reading his answer here. I would love official mod support. They don't have to worry about the piracy if we don't have to jailbreak our Switches to put new life and new content into their games. Give us a Steam Workshop, but for Switch. Sandbox games like Tears of the Kingdom and Odyssey beg for this kind of stuff. It's true. And are the games with the most active modding communities presently? It's true.
But you know, people would mod weird things in, and Nintendo wouldn't like that. That's why they don't allow it.
But there's like a way to control that content, I think. It's more work.
Yeah.
But I think it adds longevity to games. Well, because I think like Fortnite, right? We've come back to Fortnite briefly for bits of skirmishes here in the OG season, but there's like so many game modes now, and that's all user generated game modes.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
Well, a lot of them are pretty bad.
It's horrible.
But they're not like, oh, they're putting bad stuff in.
They kind of are. This is predatory stuff to get children to spend money on things. Actually, I don't know if that works so much in Fortnite.
No,
but there's Roblox. Fortnite has essentially turned into Roblox. And yeah. Roblox absolutely has that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's where it's like it's the difficulty is in what you do with it. And I think this is just a problem Nintendo doesn't really want to tackle. And even if they did, they wouldn't tackle it well, I think. But I don't know. There's so much like mod support from other companies. Like, I feel like Bethesda's always been pretty nice to their modding community. I mean, Larian
added in
Larian to the actual game, the mod community. Yeah. Yeah. It would be really cool. Even if it was locked down somehow, but it would just be cool to be able to do more stuff. And yeah, specifically sandbox games like Tears of the Kingdom. I really wish there was a way I could just like set up a game mode and just have unlimited of this material or this material to try this build and challenge and physics thing. But you can't. You like have to gather everything in game.
Yeah.
And then there's limits to what you can do because
they just need like a creative mode.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are there good examples of Nintendo games that have user-generated content?
Mario Maker?
Yeah. Mario Maker.
Smash Bros? Yeah, I was like, they got the levels. I made some fantastic levels back in the day. Remember Two Old Men?
Smash Bros. Yeah, I do remember that. Smash Bros. Has some questionable content in
absolutely, in yeah. You can...
But, like, Mario Maker's pretty locked down, and there's a lot of really good content.
Yeah.
So, it can be done. It can be done, and it could be done really well.
It could be.
Okay, there's one more comment here that you can read for us.
Yeah, by Plockstow, the Magnificent King.
Presto still hasn't changed his name. He's very into Plock. He's going on 3 months. 3 months of the Plock.
The rest of his life. I can tell. That's going to be his name. But he says, add an open world story mode to Mario Kart. I'll leave it to the host to pitch what that'd be like.
Ooh. Open world story mode to Mario Kart.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. But with Mario.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like Grand Theft Auto is like centered around like stealing cars and, you know, but I feel like the world would just have cars out in it that anybody can use. It's like a happy, friendly car world. Toads just get out and they're like,
just love making cars and they don't have enough people to drive them.
Yeah, or it's kind of like in the Mario movie where there's just like that huge factory of the Kongs they build cars. Yeah, that's a good pitch. Because I was going to pitch Diddy Kong Racing. Because Diddy Kong Racing had a story mode.
Yeah.
It wasn't really an open world, but you move in a world space to get to the levels to do the challenges. Yeah. So something that's along those lines. Yeah.
And in that game, instead of like automatically gliding off things, you have to hit the glide button, which means you can also glide like whenever you want, just off small jumps too. I want free gliding controls.
Maybe that's like an unlockable. Like you get it later in the game, the ability to fly, and that helps you get to like more areas and stuff. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool. What other things could we do for that? I feel like you nailed the pitch right away. I didn't have like a solid idea, but yeah, Grand Theft Auto, but with Mario Kart. Kirby's Air Ride is a fantastic example of like a kind of
the city trial, whatever it's called.
Yeah. There you go. So just make that, but with Mario Kart.
Yep.
Because in that one, you can get out of your cars.
You have to jump into new ones.
Yeah, but it's not recommended to be out of the car because you move super slow.
Yeah.
That would make it more cart focused, but I like the idea more of Grand Theft Auto, where you can run around and do stuff in the world.
I mean, give me the movement of Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
Just combine those two games.
Yes, please. That's what we want. Well, thank you, everybody, for answering this week's question. Last week we asked you. And next week, we are asking you... We haven't thought of a question. We haven't thought of a question.
It's a good question, too.
This one needs to be kind of winter-themed, I think. So, what is the best game to play... Okay, let me rephrase the question.
During a blizzard.
Yeah. What is your favorite Nintendo game to play during the holidays? What's that, like, what's a holiday game, like, theme?
Do they have any of those?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what people say. People say, not think. I was going to say, we'll see what people say. I combined those two words. It just sounds like I'm got a lisp. Thank you so much to everybody who submitted. And we're going to come out of last week we asked you and go into last week you asked us. It's time for the community corner. Okie dokie. We have some questions, Micah. Some questions that we need to answer somewhat quickly because this episode is going long. How late are we here?
We technically answered that one, but
yeah,
I don't know what's happening with that.
Let's go
answer that one.
Here.
That's I think that's the
okay. From Pluxto, the Magnificent King, what's your least favorite Mario game, and why is it Mario 64?
Well. My least favorite Mario game is Mario 64 because it's the worst Mario game.
This is blasphemous. Mario 64 is a fantastic game.
I mean, it's a good game. It's just the worst Mario game. And I'm kind of limiting that to mainline Mario, which I also feel like I have to limit to 3D Mario.
Yeah,
as
so,
well.
So not mainline Mario. So just 3D Mario.
Mainline really 3D Mario.
The way the question is phrased says, what is your least favorite Mario game? So I don't think it's limited to mainline Mario.
Then why would they say, why is it Mario 64?
There's
so
because,
many other options they could have said. Like
because Pluxto
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Because Pluxto forgot about the worst Mario game. And that's Paper Mario Color Splash. Actually, it's Paper Mario Sticker Star, but I have never played Paper Mario
so
Sticker
how would
Star.
You know? Maybe you would love it.
I've heard that Color Splash is pretty similar, and I hate Color Splash. This is one of the only games that Nintendo has made that I have played that made me actually angry with how with playing it, because it was like, this sucks. This is just not fun to play. They completely remove the RPG elements of like there's no level up system at all. There's no XP.
And they don't have XP in Origami King, right?
No, do they?
So I don't think so. I was trying to think like the last one that actually does level up. I mean, the one on the Wii probably did, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Super Paper Mario. I don't remember, but anywho, Origami King just was more fun.
Yeah.
It was actually
the
fun
story
to play.
And the writing and whatnot in Origami King is what made that game.
Color Splash, I didn't feel like the story or writing was really that good. It wasn't as entertaining. And it just can't carry how bad the fight mechanics are, which are just a mindless, no fun push the buttons. Color in cards. You tap the screen to color in the card. You don't even get to like color it. It's like
you have to at least tap the area of the card to color.
Yeah, kinda. It's
oh,
like,
that's pretty cool.
And then you flick the card out, and then you
that's
do that
awesome.
Move. And the moves are jump and hammer, And that's basically it.
That's not very cool.
It's not. It's really dumb. It's really dumb.
I feel like there's a lot of potential for that. Like, put it on hard mode and you have to color it in yourself.
Maybe that's why it makes me so mad, is because the potential is there for a really good game. Because it looks really good. Like, graphically, it looks amazing. But, man, that game sucks. It's so bad. Nobody play Color Splash. I can't recommend not playing it enough. It's not fun. Like, my kids didn't enjoy it. I really did try. I think I made it through the first two worlds before I was like, I just can't. Like, this is painful. This is hurting my brain to play it. Not like because it's difficult, but because this is just so mind-numbingly boring.
That reminds me of a game I played somewhere recently, and this might hurt Roger a little bit.
Oh, no.
If he's still here. But I've played a bit of Death Stranding.
I've heard this about Death Stranding, though.
That game is straight up a walking simulator.
I don't think you're alone in that opinion.
I mean, it's like I want to like it, and I feel like I almost do. And there are kind of portions that are kind of good, but for the most part, and sometimes some of the music is really good as well, actually. But a lot of time you're just like walking.
Yeah, delivering those packages.
You gotta walk carefully so you don't fall. And you start falling one way and you hit a button to like right yourself, like counteract which way you're falling. And somehow that just makes it worse than just not having to do that. You have to stop for pee breaks. I feel like that's not 100% necessary.
Realism. This seems bad.
It's not a bad game, though. It's just not for some people.
I like it. I like your opinion here. I've not played
the story, but it has been interesting. Almost interesting enough for me to keep playing it.
Almost.
Who knows? I might go back to it at some point.
Yeah. So that's my least favorite Mario game. But if I have to pick mainline...
Mainline
Mario, probably 2J. Mario Bros. The Lost Levels. It's probably my least favorite, but that's not a bad game. And if I have to go 3D, I'm gonna upset some people.
I'm gonna punch you right in the throat if you say what I think you're about to say.
Well, let me just read the comment here right below this from Purple Riolu, who says, same question, except. So what is your least favorite Mario game? Why is it Mario Sunshine?
That doesn't even make sense. And you can tell by all the emotes and whatnot that people hate it.
I feel like that's just you and Presto.
I don't think so.
Can we like see? No, stop it. That's me. No. Wait, it is just you and Presto. Proof.
Yeah, you're the only one that agrees with it, though.
Yeah, I think that...
So, just saying.
I think that out of all of the 3D Mario games, Mario Sunshine is my favorite.
A garbage opinion. Yeah. No offense.
I don't think so.
But a garbage opinion.
Mario controls so bad.
Are you insane?
I am not insane.
Mario controls better in Mario Sunshine than 64.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely does. Absolutely. And not only that, you also get the flood, which helps you control things.
Guys, yeah, the reason they have that is because you can't control things without it.
Better than... Oh, you absolutely can.
No, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
They had to put that in there because the game was so hard without it.
So what you're saying is it's not mind-numbingly easy. It's a game that has a little bit of challenge to it.
It's not challenging because it's hard. Game. It's challenging because controls
it's
so
challenging
bad.
Because it's hard.
No, he just controls really bad. It's
he controls
it
better than 64.
Well known, it is well documented that Mario Sunshine is incomplete. Miyamoto did not get the time he wanted.
True.
It is not fully.
It could
cooked.
Have been even better.
It could have been good. No, I'm just kidding. It was good. I enjoy Mario Sunshine.
It blows my mind that you think that controls worse than 64.
Oh, yeah. Mario 64 controls way better.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Mario 64 has good controls.
Good controls? Yeah.
Now, if we're talking camera, I'll concede Mario 64's camera.
That's part of the controls.
Garbage. Mario 64.
That's a very important part of the controls.
The movement of Mario feels bad.
What are you talking about?
It feels bad. We've had this argument so many times. I don't even know.
I even replayed the game. The entire game.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, Andros is a psychopath. This is great.
What's weird is that I've been online enough in forums talking about this stuff. You're not alone, and neither am I. In fact, I think the vast majority agree with me that it controls a little weird. But
it controls worse than 64.
There's a huge group of people that say Mario Sunshine is the best 3D Mario, and they've never been good since. And that is wild to me. That is insane. Mario Odyssey exists, you can't say that. You're just good, a GameCube stan, and I can't stand GameCube stan.
I see where they're coming from, though.
Of course you do, because you're one of them.
The Mario games get a little too easy. I've they have a couple of their like end game content where they give you like one level where it's like that was a semi decent challenge.
That's true, because like
to be fair though, they're really fun to play, but they don't have that sense of accomplishment and challenge for the most part like Mario Sunshine did.
Yeah, well that's because it's hard and yeah, like some of the platforming is pretty tough. So I can see where you're coming from there. That makes sense, but I feel like Odyssey nailed it. Like, as far as, like, difficulty versus... Like, I didn't think Odyssey was super easy. It had a lot of good platforming. Good challenge. Dark Side.
Dark Side was good, but yeah, it's another one of those...
Yeah, I mean, if you're just, like, cruising through mainlining, it's going to be pretty easy.
But the sandboxy finding... The stars kind of a thing, not necessarily the challenge of getting them.
Which Sunshine,
some of them are more challenging.
Which Sunshine kind of feels like it could do, but it doesn't. Like it doesn't have that exploration quite as much.
Yeah, not quite as much, but it does some. Yeah. I mean, about the same as Mario 64, some might say.
But as much as I argue these points, all of these games are still really good. I don't think there really is like that. Well, except for Color Splash. This is actually garbage. Maybe you should play that while you're here, because I do have
it. Oh, you have it? Yeah, I'm going to love this game.
Yeah, you should. You should, and you'll really like it.
Like, this might even be better than Mario Sunshine.
Oh, that would be, that would be disgusting.
If I say that, I want you to immediately stab me through the heart.
I think I might have to.
With whatever
I think I might have to, because at that point, you're a liar. You're a criminal.
You're going to stab me through the heart because I'm a liar?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more like taken over by aliens.
Yeah. That was where I was going with it. It's like, you've been possessed. You're a liar that's been possessed.
I will stab you in the heart because that would make you a liar, and liars get stabbed through the heart.
And you know what liars get? A good old stabbing.
Let's move on. It's not a stab if it's an incision.
Let's move on to is that it? Is that the only question we got?
Yeah, that was it, I think.
Oh.
But wait, have we been talking about this 1/2 questions the entire time?
Yeah. For that.
By talking, I mean arguing.
Yeah. Well, that was our community corner. Hey, submit questions over on our Discord or, you know, hit us up on the comments on Spotify, YouTube. Well, we love getting questions and answering them. These are fun. These are fun debates.
Yeah.
We are going to close out here with our last segment, right? I'm not missing a segment. I'm looking through here. There's like, the next one is Pal Topic.
Yeah. I mean, Topic. Technically that's like 6 because we also did the last week we asked you, but the rumor mill had nothing in it. So
yeah. Well, I switched this guy out. So yeah.
Oh, yeah. I missed that one.
Okay, well, let's move on to our final thing here, and it's related to our last week we asked you. It's time for the Pal Topic. Yeah. It's today's Pal Topic, and today's Pal Topic is something I want to talk about that I would like in Nintendo games, and I'm curious what your thoughts are, because I think you're going to say you don't care for this.
And please don't tell me it's customization of the character.
And that is voice acting.
Oh, yeah, I don't care for this.
Because
then it just makes me feel guilty when I'm skipping through because they talk so slow.
I am a little baffled that we don't have voice acting in some of the biggest series that Nintendo puts out. And then some of them we do. Like Xenoblade Chronicles. That, well, it's not fully, but it's voice acted for a lot. There's just a lot of cutscenes and stuff. But then you got a game like Baldur's Gate 3. Everything's got voice acting. Everything.
Some might say too much voice
acting. I like it. And I play through it and I'm like, man. And this is probably coming off of finishing Hogwarts Legacy. And everything is voice acted in that as well. And I was just like, this is so cool. I'm a Nintendo fan, okay? So I don't get this very much. This is like an industry.
It's a novelty.
He's wow, what's this? Ooh.
They speak real words?
Ooh, this is so cool.
It's just like I'm talking to a friend.
We're
finally.
Like 20 years behind the curve on this feature.
And
the
internet, potentially a little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
They've gotten better.
It's gotten, yeah. There's things we can complain about. But I think where I feel the most egregious about no voice acting is in Pokemon. They don't even have like sound effects like they do for some Zelda games. We're like, oh, they don't even have anything like that. It's just click, click.
But that click sound is so good.
You could have that and have voice acting.
So good. But then the voice acting would just take away.
I just don't understand how they can't.
Well, what they need is like a 2x talking speed option so that I don't have to just skip through what everyone is saying.
Now that would be cool. You just want to listen to them talk really fast?
I feel like they talk so slow in games sometimes.
Yeah, well, it depends on the
character. Remember Baldur's Gate, there's that old man wizard? And we just sat there talking.
Oh, yeah.
We literally listened to him talk for 20 minutes. Yeah, but
that was like part of the story. Because Gale's like, out with it, man. Come on. Just say it.
His whole character, like, that was part of it. But he was, like, using so many big words and being so flowery in his language. And he was talking so slow. He was killing me. I was dying.
Yeah, I am just bummed that we don't have voice acting. Because here's the thing. In a lot of these games, you can just skip it.
Well, then you have to feel bad about all the effort that's gone into it.
You have to feel bad. Well, if you feel bad, then you don't have to skip it.
I do have to skip it because it feels worse to wait.
So dumb. I feel like this is just a you problem.
This is an everyone problem, no. I'm pretty sure. There are lots of people that have this problem.
Okay, but at the very least, cutscenes in Pokemon.
Why would you want cutscenes in Pokemon?
They have them already.
They're not really cutscenes.
No, they're not. And they're so really bad. They're animated so poorly.
It's because it's using 100% like regular game animations.
I really felt this when I fired up Pokemon Sword. And it starts with this intro with the leader of Pokemon, the Pokemon League for that region, giving this big speech in front of an audience, and it's just silence. There's like music,
and that's cricket.
It was like, this feels not right. This feels wrong. And then you get things like Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild, all the voice acting bits, I really like. I know some people are like, oh, I hate English voice acting. I always throw on my, but even, heck, I would even take all of it in Japanese. Just so we have something. Then you wouldn't feel bad about skipping it. You could just read it and you could hear it and be like, wow, I can't understand.
You can't skip through Japanese.
Well, I want voice acting in Nintendo games. I don't understand why we don't have it in like mainline games.
Yeah, that's because it's because money.
You think that they do this as a cost saving?
Maybe a little bit. Because there's a lot of effort that goes into that.
Yeah, there
and
is.
They'd have to like hire new people. They'd have to make new divisions at Nintendo to be like, now we need like voice acting people.
But it would like improve the quality of the games.
Or would it just ruin the nostalgia?
Because you ruin the games. I just want the games to be silent and not have talking in them. I figured you would argue with me on this, and that's why I brought it as a pal topic. Because these are fun when we get to debate. But I really think that voice acting needs to be utilized more in Nintendo games, specifically for Pokemon and Zelda. Zelda, they could do it so much more. There's a lot of dialogue options in Tears of the Kingdom, but not as much as like Baldur's Gate or like any BioWare game or anything like that. And I feel like it's pretty reasonable and doable for voice actors to go in. They could just do like Skyrim and have like five voice actors for every character.
That those people in Skyrim deserve to have made like $1 million each.
Maybe they did.
I'm assuming they did a lot.
Hopefully they got royalties. Imagine if you got royalties on Skyrim. That would have been a great game to do that.
37 years later, you'd still be getting it.
They released it again.
It's their ninth time. That makes me so mad, and I don't even know why. I like keep re-releasing Skyrim. Make a new one.
They did. Starfield.
The Starfield is different. They did make Starfield. That's good for them. That's cool. Make a new Elder Scrolls.
They're working on it.
Do it. Yeah, they said 2028 or something like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be way out there.
It might have been 2030. It's mind blowing.
Yeah. But again, Skyrim's 20 years.
I'm not even planning on playing it probably, but I'm just so upset for people.
How old is
for fans?
How old is Skyrim now? It came out in 2010, 2012.
It's gotta be older than that.
No. Yeah, it's gotta
be older. They've literally released it 9 times, I think. So
that game had voice acting. That was 15 years ago.
They had 5 words they said. Also,
that's not true.
Originally, there's a lot of voice broken acting. All get out.
Yeah, but not the voice acting. That part was good. All I'm saying is I don't get why Nintendo doesn't do this, because for so much of their stuff, anytime they do voice acting, it works. I think it works really well. Look at Xenoblade and Fire Emblem.
That's Dunban over there.
Yeah, I like those. As goofy and hokey as some of the over-the-top British voice actors.
You're against the British, man.
I mean, they go hard for British for Xenoblade. I don't have anything against the British. It's just why does everybody have British accents in Xenoblade? I don't understand. I guess the scientist guy, because lore, there's a scientist guy that starts the universe for that. I guess he must have been English.
Nice. Makes sense.
So it went down every, it's lore. It's lore accurate. Also, it just seems that's kind of the de facto sci-fi language. Star Wars, Doctor Who. all these guys are, everybody's got British accents because the British people are cool and they should leave us a 5-star review. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Not be offended by this conversation I'm having. We actually have a lot of listeners.
Actually have a lot of British friends or something.
We actually have a ton of British friends. We have so many.
We're so dumb.
No, I said listen. I was saying listeners. I'm sorry, guys.
We can't have anything against the British.
American. We are American. We very much set ourselves apart, right? We throw tea into the ocean and we're America, shoot our guns in the air. Freedom, woohoo.
But don't do that because that's dangerous. You hit people.
True.
It kills me in movies when they're
it kills me when people shoot in the air.
I can't shoot at this, but I got to pretend like I'm shooting, so I'm going to shoot straight up in the air. What if you hit someone? You could just kill some random person. You're in the middle of a city. What's wrong with you?
Shoots it up.
Still hits the guy?
The people that are...
Point Break. Break when Keanu Reeves has a shoot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he can't do it. He shoots up in the air and his bolts arc down. Just hit the dude still.
That would have been pretty funny.
Someone needs... That should be in a comedy movie somewhere. I mean, that's a great bit.
Yeah.
That's... hilarious.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
We can all agree. We can all agree. That's comedy gold.
Oh, man. So,
what were we talking about?
Voice acting. Voice acting.
Very similar.
I would like voice acting in Pokemon and Zelda to be. For Zelda, I really like the voice acting they've done for it.
That's good.
Like Sidon.
That's good.
Daruk. Mipha. Like, all of them.
But that's Ganondorf. I really like.
Matt Mercer. Shout out to Matt Mercer, who did a phenomenal job with Ganondorf. Yeah, pretty great. And for anybody out there listening that wants to have a smile today, look up lore accurate final Ganondorf fight.
And it's really good. It's really
very
dramatic.
It's
very intense.
It's going to make you smile with how good it is.
Yeah,
not because it's
also
very funny.
Quality made.
It's very it really is. Speaking of quality made, I think this is a wrap on this episode. This was a long one. It was fun. It was good. Back to the old long form episodes. Micah, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
And
I currently have zero videos.
And you can find... You have zero?
Yes, it's been so long.
It's been a bit since you streamed. Yeah, well, it's been busy. People can also... We won't talk about your game development escapades here. It's not ready to be.
We haven't really done much since last time. So.
Yeah, yeah. But
well, some people have. More. I haven't done too much.
More stuff incoming from Micah, solo project type stuff. And then for myself, I'm just trying to find anything. Please give me the things I need. Andros1. On Twitch and on YouTube, where I am making lots of gaming content, and we've got a stream coming up on there that's going to be pretty fun, I think.
Mm-hmm. So probably
tune in to those for that. Although it may be done by the time this podcast goes live, we'll see. We'll see. If that's the case, check out my YouTube channel, Andros1 everywhere. You can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, and if you want to support the show, beyond leaving us a 5-star review. Okay, let me talk about support. Can we talk about support for the show? Support for the show can be done through favoriting us on your podcast listening app of choice, subscribing to us on your platform of choice, whether that be YouTube, Twitch. On Twitch, it's follows. And then, yeah, all of the podcast apps have like a subscribe function. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, Audible. All those places that you leave 5-star reviews, we'll give you a shout out on the show. And it helps people discover our show and helps us feel good about ourselves. Self-confidence. Ooh. Yeah. But if you want to go above and beyond, because all that's free, might I add, free to do, free to subscribe, free to leave a 5-star review. If you want to go above and beyond for the not free, for the not free price, patreon.com/NintendoPals. Where for as little as a dollar, you can be a part of our Patreon Poke Wrap, which we end every episode with, and we will end. I'm going to mess things up here adding this. Hold on. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Wow. Which we end every episode with, and we will end this episode with right now.
We got to wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razo, Retrologic Dan, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Soul Room Something, Mute Dog the Gamer, Little Miss 7, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Gotta catch em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple Viola, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch them all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please! To be a Patreon donor is your destiny!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!